but I will read the other one, though.
We'll have to read that one.
Are we up? All right, call this meeting to order the Newport Planning Commission. First order of business is roll call. Jim Patrick, here. Bill Brannigan?
Here.
Lee Hardy?
Here.
Bob Berman?
Here.
Jim Hasselman?
Here.
Gary East is absent. Braulio Escobar?
Here.
Approval of the minutes, approval of the Planning Commission work session meeting minutes of July 26th, 2021, and the meeting minutes of July 26th, the regular session meeting minutes of July 26th, 21.
Having read both sets of minutes and found absolutely no problem with the work session minutes, and having submitted one correction to Sherry from the regular session minutes.
What was the correction on the regular? Because I have a correction too. So
what?
Let's see if you get the same one.
Probably the superintendent's name.
No, my correction is my statement was not that if we approve them on the street, we should approve them on private. It's we do not approve them on the street. We shouldn't approve them on that. There's a not missing out of the statement, so.
No, my correction was the name of it.
It means the same thing, but that's not what I said, so.
So given that those two corrections, I move we approve both sets of minutes with those corrections included.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any more corrections or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Public comment by anyone wishing to address the commission by anything not on the agenda tonight. No action items, right? Public hearings. File number 1PD1-PD-21/1-SUB-21 Wilder Plan Development Amendment and Tentative Subdivision Plan. I'm going to forego reading this thing because we're not going to have a hearing. We're just going to continue it.
That's fair. Just note that that'll be read prior to the next one.
Yeah, the next one. Okay. What I'm looking for is a motion. We've had a request from the petitioner to continue the meeting to the next. It's 25th?
August
26th. 26th? To August 26th. So I need a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion on the issue? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
August, aye. August 23rd.
August 23rd?
August okay. 23rd.
26th. 14 plus 9 is 23.
Okay. You assume I know what today is. That's not a good bet. All those opposed, nay. Hearing none, the motion carries. And the updates, you want to cover those real quick?
Yeah, let me do that since they were actually on the regular session agenda. And I just to note, I do expect that Bonnie Serkin with Wilder will be participating by video conference on the 23rd. So we will be set up in that manner so that they can present their case. The continuance was needed principally so that we can do some additional turn radius modeling. And actually, Rob has a fire engine he'd like to take up there and just run back through the existing neighborhood again. And it's actually in the shop, so. once it's out, he'll do that, and then he's gonna get the specs over, and so that we can do one more round of modeling for the one more fire engine.
Is he going to either be here or?
I fully expect
some written testimony.
Yeah, I expect that he'll attend the meeting. We're trying to get this to a point where he's comfortable, and I think everybody's trying to get it to a point where he's comfortable on that kind of stuff. You know, they're pursuing narrower street sections, which are, you know, akin to what we were already talking about as part of the TSP. I did also wanted to make sure you had the entire application now, because I do appreciate that I dump a lot of paper on you with short notice. So please feel free to take your time to kind of work through everything that they pulled together for this packet. But it's really about narrower street sections that apply to the streets in their next subdivision phase that they want to break ground on. soon, in September ideally, they'd be working with the same contractor who's wrapping up work down in South Beach right now on the US 101 project, so.
It's, you said on the next phases, as I read this, they're asking for a permanent addition of these narrower street segments
Correct.
For all future phases.
Exactly. No, that's fair, Bob. Okay. Their impetus right now is the next phase, but they're asking for it moving forward. Correct. So that said, the other two items I had on here, just one was the flyer for the open house that's coming up on Wednesday. Hope you can make it. The other has to do with the Nye Neighborhood Association, which was formally recognized by the city council. And that means something specifically in the context of land use. So we now have our first officially recognized neighborhood association in the city of Newport. And under the land use laws, that means we need to be very diligent because we are required to notify them of anything that's land use related happening in their neighborhood where they would have an opportunity to comment. So it'd be a staff level decision with notice, or a planning commission hearing would be the tip, or a legislative item. Ministerial stuff that doesn't impact ministerial stuff that's done over
which
the counter.
Neighborhood is this?
Nye.
Oh, Nye.
Yeah, they chose to go with the same boundary as the historic Nye Beach overlay.
Okay.
So they're Jan Kaplan is the chair of the board and principal point of contact for us at this point in time. And, you know, they're building organizational capacity. And I think what he conveyed to the city council was, at this point in time, they're working on trying to be a conduit of information to others in the community as things come up. And not just land use. They have a lot of other interests that are totally not land use related. I'm speaking at it at land use because we're in a planning commission meeting. But as a neighborhood association, they have a lot of other interests in promoting art in Nye Beach, or be it, trail issues, you know, beach cleanups. I mean, there's lots of different things that they talked about. They're not just strictly land use related. In fact, the Nye Beach banner discussion was one that they also were talking about. So, but we have a formal neighborhood association went through this city's acknowledgement process, and so they're in place as a recognized association, and we'll do our best to make sure that they have all the information they need so that they can work with their membership accordingly.
I had a question about, they've got these three groups, five seats divided into three groups, but it doesn't list anything as qualification for the seats. So I didn't understand that part.
In terms of their bylaws?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is their entire bylaws, and I can't find anything that says what group A, B, and C is about.
They were staggering it. So
staggering terms?
They're just staggering terms, Jim.
Oh, okay.
So that they don't have them all come due at the same time.
All right. Well, I wish they'd said that, because I'm like trying to, what does that mean?
No, yeah, they're just trying to stagger the terms so that they...
Okay.
Have they mentioned that whole... We've had multiple discussions on a visioning effort for Nye Beach that so far have gone nowhere. But have they mentioned that as something they're interested in?
That was mentioned as well, along with all the other things I was talking about. That did come up. Yeah. Someday they would like to embark on something like that.
Because that would ultimately, hopefully, result in some changes to the Nye Beach overlook.
Potentially. Cool. But, you know, near term, what it sounds like is it's building organizational capacity. They're trying to grow and reach out to more and more people. And you know, what Jan said is, you know, their near term focus is not going to be so much on, and that could change, you know, taking positions on land use stuff that comes to the planning commission. They'll be very careful about that, wanting to make sure that whatever they do speak about is something that they feel comfortable represents the views of all of their members. So they got to grow into that. And I think that's the message Jan was passing on to the council, is that they know they're young, they know they're new at this, and they're trying to build their capacity and want to start as being you know, a group that's open and transparent and sharing information and eventually getting to a point where they feel comfortable taking positions on stuff.
Good.
Okay. Anything else or unfinished business, director comments?
No, that's it for the, okay, that I had on the regular.
Then we'll adjourn the planning commission meeting. And as soon as she gets the recording turned around, we'll open up the work session again.
You've got to bang the gavel.
Huh?